This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
Here's something that we have a 100% chance of: more Meghan Markle starting tomorrow.
I'm so excited about the show.
I hope it fails miserably. I hate to be that guy, simply because it's usually bad karma for yourself when you root for somebody else to fail. I don't like that Markle.
Listen to this. This is what it says. Meghan Markle wants to be a domestic goddess. She'll be baking cakes, arranging flowers, and slipping into a beekeeper's suit to collect honey.
I can hardly wait.
They do say this, though. They say sources inside the Netflix world say that she is very difficult to work with. And in fact, the word impossible and a nightmare were used.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. I could, too.
Yeah, I've worked with somebody like that before.
Me, too.
Huh. I won't name them.
I won't either. Man.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll leave it at that. We'll just leave it there, okay? You guys can guess on your own,
right,
all right?
Right,
but we both have worked with somebody miserable.
Yes.
Just miserable to work
very
with.
Very difficult.
Okay, we both have.
Yes, right. Both of us.
That gives you any hint.
Same time.
Okay. Now, listen. Now, Markle, has she been successful with this Netflix thing? Because they paid her a buku of bucks.
Well, they paid both of them. Together, they got a $100 million deal.
Holy moly. Yeah.
So, Netflix paid Harry and Meghan to develop different shows, and they got $100 million. Now, I will say this. They've had one success and three flops so far.
One success, three flops. So, that means they're batting 25% here, right?
Harry and Meghan, that was the biographical documentary. Remember? Did you see it? I saw it.
Is that the one where he had on the boots taking care of his chickens?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Wait,
no, that was the Oprah one.
That was with Oprah.
That was the Oprah interview.
I just remember some rubber boots.
No.
Out there with some chickens. Yeah.
This is where they like follow them to New York and remember that whole police debacle.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, like where the police had to give them an escort because it was just so scary.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, it was
so many paparazzi.
Yeah, they just can't go on living. What?
But that was the successful one?
Yeah, that was a successful one. You know, okay. It was when everybody was mocking them because they wanted to be private, but they're doing a documentary.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I do remember that part.
Yeah. So it was, they had almost 29 million people watch it in the first 4 days. It says it's the biggest documentary debut that Netflix has ever had, and it proved to be a global sensation. So they thought they were on the right track.
And they were kind of new to us at that point, weren't they?
Yeah.
We didn't really fully understand that they were twerps, did we?
No.
At that point?
No, we did
so,
not.
So we kind of watched, and we were curious.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And so then, after that, they did something about global warming or something like that.
You know, that's a Debbie Downer. Yeah.
And then they did another one about justice and activists.
Double downer.
And then they did another one on the Invictus Games that Harry created for Wounded Warriors.
No kidding.
Yeah, so they did that. That didn't work either.
I feel like I should have watched that one.
I know, right?
I feel bad now.
Yeah. Is it Invictus? Yeah. Invictus? I don't know. Anyway, remember it's all those Wounded Warriors.
Invictus Games.
Yeah. And so that didn't work either. Let's see here. It says, with love, Meghan. Oh, God. That's the name of it.
It's called Love?
With Love.
With Love.
Comma, Meghan.
Oh.
It's like how you sign a, letter. With love.
Spadil, did you find a promo for this?
Yeah, I got a bit right here.
All right, let's hear it.
I've always loved taking something pretty ordinary and elevating it. Surprising people with moments that let them know I was really thinking of them.
What? This is probably one of the most glamorous moments of my life.
It's magic!
I'm going to share some little tips and tricks. I see what color I gravitate to, and everything goes from there. And how you can incorporate these practices every day. That's what you want. You want that shape and texture. Come on. Yeah. Mm. This is about connecting with friends.
Okay.
I love that we're doing this together for the first time. Making new friends. That is so good.
We're family now.
And just learning.
Look at how much honey we have.
Do you believe in love?
She's in a
beekeeper
outfit.
Oh, perfection.
Man. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Well, so it sounds good.
She cooks. I'm watching it because you guys couldn't see it. She's cooking a lot, and she's doing like stupid crap. Like she's taking like a leaf, like a little blade of grass, and putting it on a cupcake with a little raspberry.
It just feels like she's working so hard to try to make us think that she's such a domesticated woman.
I know.
You know, and we all know that it's a bunch of crap.
I know that she did not go out in the yard and cut a sprig of grass to put on a cupcake. I mean, probably the dog peed there, okay?
Right. And by the way, from that very first little special, or the Oprah special, where are those damn chickens today?
Oh, I'm sure she'll collect some eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet she will.
I bet they don't even have them. That was all a prop.
Oh, they,
I'm sure.
Yeah, because they said they didn't film it at their house, right?
No, that was all a prop. And just like her making a cupcake. She doesn't make cupcakes.
They're also saying that this isn't filmed in the house either.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Why would you film it in the house?
That was a whole thing because it was someone else's house.
Yeah, because they didn't, for security reasons, they didn't want the lay of the house given out. I don't know.
So it's a set.
They said it's somebody's house. Mm-hmm. Like somebody that can
like
rent
one
it
of
out.
Her friends or something.
Great.
And she's like, she's arranging flowers. I don't know who she wants to be. I don't think she wants to be Martha. I think she's kind of maybe going after Selena Gomez a little bit because Selena does that, but she doesn't do all the arts and crap.
No, but Selena's, I think her cooking show is very popular.
It is popular. Right. I'm dying.
Why don't we do this? Jimmy, you okay? You all right?
Yeah, I am.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we give it a chance?
Okay.
Because you know Carson will watch. And so let's let Carson give us an update on Wednesday.
It. All right.
Because you and I, not a shot in hell we're going to watch this thing, okay?
I don't need her to show me how to arrange flowers.
But Carson loves
Listen,
her.
I will tell you, Meghan Markle was phenomenal in Suits.
Phenomenal.
Okay, she was awesome.
She was phenomenal
in
Suits.
One of the best characters on there.
One of the best I've ever seen.
You would eat her cupcake, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah,
yes, he would.
That was a good shot.
So we'll see how good this show is. Carson will give a full review come Wednesday.
Wow, I like that.
Okay.
Carson, I'll eat her cupcake. I like it.
Oh my God, you caught me off guard. Oh boy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.